It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
In the studio, there's you, there's myself.
Yep.
There's Tom. He's still here.
But he's not speaking,
he's
but
he's
here.
He's not speaking. And he's made of cardboard. We got a cardboard cut out of Tom because we knew he was going to be away for a month. His beautiful wife, Carly, and him had little Goldie.
Beautiful.
The other day. Beautiful. So he will be away for the next month. I also gave him a cutout of myself that he could take home. And the cutout, Loggy, is also doing some babysitting at the moment, which was up on our Insta stories.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But obviously Tom and Carly are still there as well.
They're still there.
They're not just leaving India at home with a cardboard cutout.
I'm not sure what's going on there. All I know is that my cardboard cutout is there watching over things. Now, you very sweetly came in the other day and yesterday, and you're like, hey, you gave me the Tom cardboard cutout.
Which is great.
It is great. And you're like, I also want to gift you a cutout. And you gave me Justin Bieber cutout.
Bit of star power in the room.
Massive star power. Mm. Also, a lot of questions around why you have a Justin Bieber cutout.
I've told you I've been to his concert.
Yeah.
I love Biebs.
Yeah.
I
didn't realise you loved him that much to get a cardboard cutout.
Who doesn't? I know. And it seems so weird. You hear that a bloke in his 30s has got a cardboard cutout of Biebs. But
no
like,
judgment.
It's sounding like there's a bit of judgment.
Well, no, it's not judgment. It's just questioning.
I think it's
my eyebrows just like not in a furrowed. It's just like in a questioning. One eyebrow is up. You
get
know
to
what
have
I mean?
Breakfast with Biebs every day. Can you say that?
No.
No. Had dinner with Biebs last night. Can you say that?
No, I can't.
And no one's going to question me. No one's going to be like, hang on, Biebs was that? Yes. Well, yeah, he was. Yeah. He wasn't talking.
Yeah.
I did all the talking.
We all have conversations behind your back, though, as your friends. It's like, Andy keeps having dinner with Biebs.
Yeah.
It's concerning. But you and I had an idea. We're like, right, how about we've got two cutouts.
Yep.
How about we try and get some more cutouts in the studio?
I think it would feel right. Because it's just the two of us. We need more people in here.
Need a bit of an audience.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, look, we're putting the call out for some cutouts. Now, yesterday you made a big claim. You're like, hey, I'm looking around. There's some here on sale, $30, $50.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be fine. Work will pay for it. Well, Barry, our boss, came in. And what did he say?
Well, along the lines of, we're not buying cardboard cutouts.
That's a nice way to put it.
I see cardboard cutouts as a great investment.
Yeah.
You think...
So do I.
You see Biebs.
Yeah.
And you think, mate, you just released one more good song.
Mm.
Then we resell the cardboard cutout. We make money.
I'm with you.
Because you've released a good song.
Yeah, exactly.
Similarly, like Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp.
Yes.
We buy his cardboard cutout.
Mm.
You make a good movie. You just... All you have to do is make one good movie.
Yeah.
And your price will go up.
Well, speaking of Jack Sparrow, the reason you say him is because you were perusing Facebook Marketplace yesterday. You were trying to buy him.
Yeah.
Because apparently Michelle sent us a message on Facebook saying, hey, I've seen this cardboard cutout. It's local.
Mm-hmm.
And how much was it going for?
They were asking $35.
Okay.
Too
expensive.
I lowballed and said 15. And then Barry, our boss, came in and we had the conversation about not spending any money.
Yeah.
So
lowballed? You went for nothing?
Well, I still haven't heard back from the person on Marketplace.
Oh, well, see, that's terrible Marketplace relationships.
It's annoying. So once they come back, I might just try, hey, can I borrow it for a month?
Yeah. This is all we want. We want to borrow. If you have a celebrity cutout, okay, call us 52-232-955. Send us a message on socials. It can be anyone.
Yes.
Even if it's a cutout of your mate.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Oh. We don't know.
All hens parties have their husbands as a cardboard cutout.
Right? Make sure he's not nude. I mean, that'd probably
be
good.
We'll just put something over him.
But otherwise, I'm thinking businesses, right?
Yeah.
I know that there's a flight center that has the captain or whatever, pilot, at the front. If you're a business, we'll give you a shout. So we're looking for celebrity cutouts. We're going to try and collect them all.
Consider us like a Blockbuster. We're going to rent your cardboard cutout for a month.
Yeah.
And then we return it back in the same condition.
Yeah. See, Blockbuster didn't do that. They rented it out to people.
Oh, we That's are. Right.
You'll learn.
Okay. Yeah.
Cameron from St. Lennon's. Morning, Cam.
Good morning, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, bless. Oh, nice to have
beautiful.
You. Nice to have you.
Love that. Now, what is the cardboard cutout that you've got, Cam?
Well, for the past 25 years, I've been carrying it with me wherever I go, but I have a life-size cutout of the Irish pop group The Corrs, and it's autographed for you.
Hang on. Do they have violins? Are they holding violins or are they just standing there?
They're standing there, but I do have the tin flute that you gave me from the concert that you organised, so you could probably stick that on.
Wow, and it is obscure. It hits that obscure mark. Yeah. I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
Cam, is that something that maybe we could borrow from you for a month?
Yep.
Well, you know what? I kind of feel like giving it to K-Rock, we'll be putting it in the greatest museum in Europe. So I'd be more than happy to drop it in because it probably deserves a place to be seen other than underneath the spare bed.
We would love it.
This is brilliant.
All
this
right, so we're gonna have Tom.
Yep.
We're gonna have Justin Bieber, and we're gonna have the Cause. I love this.
Wow.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Tom on paternity leave. I'm filling in for the next 3.5 weeks. Good morning, Logs.
Are you into your rap music?
I was listening to Kanye West at the gym yesterday.
Yes.
Is he classified as rap though?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'd call him a rapper.
Yeah, Eminem I have at the gym.
Okay, yeah.
But that's
two big names there.
Yeah.
You're not an underground guy.
No, yeah. I sort of know the heavy hitters.
You're like, yeah, the mainstream man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, 360?
Yes.
There you
another
go. Australian?
Yeah. Very
big heavy
good.
Hitter
I mean,
as well.
He has been just dishing out gold.
Has he done?
Over the years. Oh,
over the years, yeah.
Just track after track after track.
Has he?
No.
I was like, oh, I don't know about that.
Little Uzi Vert is a rapper from the States. Well, I don't know if you remember this, but he's big in the rap world, but also he put a diamond in his forehead.
A real diamond?
A real diamond, and then had it removed. That story was going viral.
Whoa.
Yeah, that story was going viral a little while ago.
It sounds like a bloke that needed like a publicity stunt to get his name out there.
Yeah, and it still didn't work, obviously, because you're not aware. But basically, he's in the news again because he's just come out on Twitter and said this. He's just been made aware on his birth certificate that he's actually a year younger than what he thought.
That's good, though.
Yeah. I would rather find out I'm a year younger than I thought than a year older than what I thought.
100%.
So his birth certificate, he didn't realise. He thought he was 26.
Yeah.
But he's only 25.
That is such a win. Hang on, was he celebrating his birthday on the right day though?
Yeah, he was celebrating it on the right day, but he just tweeted. He said, wait, WTF, I'm turning 26. My mum found my birth certificate. And people were like, hang on.
How
old you are, right?
Yeah.
And then even Google had the wrong information and all that sort of stuff, which, I mean, obviously they would, because if he thinks he's 26,
yeah,
then, of course, everyone else is going to think that as well. But people were like, hang on, how did you go out on your 21st birthday? Because obviously in the States over there, you have to be 21 to go out and legally drink and stuff. People were like, how did you go out on your 21st? Like, how? So that means all of your, that was all incorrect and everything. And people were like, well, he's famous, so of course he could.
He just sort of walked in.
He just went out. But isn't that really, really odd?
So that baffles me that it's taken so long to come out. Like, you'd think when you're going for your driver's license that you'd have to provide your birth certificate.
And it's sort of like, you know how sometimes parents can forget their kids' birthdays?
Yes.
that's like a level up, though.
Yeah. So we know someone here at K-Rock, Benny.
Yeah.
Ben, who I do weekend
brekkie
with.
Your Ben, Andy and Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His brother, he didn't realise his middle name, Andrew, was spelt wrong.
On the birth certificate.
On the birth certificate. And it wasn't until he was applying for a home loan that he found out. He always just assumed his middle name was Andrew.
Yeah.
But they were missing an R in Andrew.
Andrew?
Andrew.
No, you're kidding.
I swear on my life.
His birth certificate says Andrew.
Andrew, rather than Andrew. How's that?
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie. On K-Rock.
You had a story from a mate and their dog got in a bit of a pickle.
Got stuck under their deck. And what they originally did was they unscrewed one decking board and the dog popped its head through.
It was a
bigger dog. And I don't even know what breed it was.
It's like a big fluffy dog.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to anyone?
It's just a few different breeds, I think, that were going on.
Yeah.
So what they ended up doing was getting a circular saw out, cutting a few decking boards so they could get the dog out, which is so cute.
Yeah.
But I said to you, surely it can just go back out the way it came in.
Nah, sometimes they get stuck, these pesky pets. Ebony from Drysdale, where did your pet get stuck?
My pet also got stuck under the floor.
Okay.
So the floor in your house?
Yeah, of a house. So it was my brother's place. It was my brother's dog. He's a bull terrier, a bull Arab cross.
Okay, they're quite big.
So he's a big dog. Yeah. And we have like a cottage on our property, and he got stuck under the floor, and we couldn't find him for hours. And he was under there, and we tried to look him out with everything, and he was just too stuck. And we actually had to cut up like a huge chunk of the floor to get him out.
Oh no!
But you do it
probably like
your
a meter by a meter.
And the worst part is, you can't then dish the guilt on them and make them, you know, earn money to fix the boards that you've had to rip up and things like that. That's the thing with pets; they just give you those eyes,
and you just feel sorry for them. It's okay. So I'll take you for a walk. You can have Macca's for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
52232955. We've got Sarah in Freshwater Creek. Sarah, where did your pet get stuck?
So my guinea pig actually got stuck behind the TV in the TV cord.
No!
Hang on. Hang on, what?
Yeah, explain more.
I'm so confused by this.
In my old house, we had this massive TV cabinet kind of thing where the TV would sit on top of. Yeah. And we would let the guinea pig, you know, run around the house and, you know, have a bit of a wander. After about 10 minutes, I've gone, I can't find it. I don't know where it's gone.
Oh, no.
And sure enough, I was like, surely not. And I've looked behind the TV and there she was sitting, trying to chew through the bloody cables. So we had to bloody pull the TV down, pull the heavy cabinet out, pull the cables out of the wall and then, get her out and retrieve her.
Oh, my goodness. The stuff we do for pets.
Was she not letting go because... Was she not letting go because she was biting on the cables and that's why she was stuck? Like, was her teeth just holding on to the cables? Because I imagine her being wrapped around the cables.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, no, she was. She was kind of in and under the cables and then just trying to chew through the coax cable at one point. And I was like, mate, what are you doing? Seriously, there's a carrot in a fridge. Like, just chew on that instead.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
Really enjoying this whole breakfast radio thing.
Are you just?
Well, I just feel like we leave here at 10 o'clock. We always leave here bang on 10 o'clock.
Yeah, totally.
As soon as the mics are off, run out the door.
Yeah.
And then you've got all this time in the afternoon to do whatever you want.
And you know what? If you wake up at 4 a.m, energy for the day. You know what I mean? Don't sleep it off.
I'm still bouncing on the couches at 3 p.m.
You bounce even in your sleep. You're a golden retriever. I've said this ever since I've known you. Yeah. And everyone's like, how is Andy? What's he like? You're a golden retriever.
Good stamina.
You just always... No, that's not at all what I was talking about.
Good stamina.
No.
Just a golden retriever.
And yeah, exactly.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Fun fact.
Why are you laughing?
Because I can't do it. Fun fact Friday is a chance to learn some facts, to tell your workmates that aren't your real mates, but it's good that they think that you're smart because if a chance for promotion comes up in the workplace and they're like, hey, give it to Gary or Karen because they're smart, they're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Bang. That is so impressive.
Tom would be so disappointed with me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm really sorry. But you know what?
I thought that was good.
I also don't want to do it 100% because then, I mean, that's his thing, you know.
It is his thing.
So, yeah.
Logs, I like it.
Thank you. We'll see if you like these facts too. Fun fact today, did you know that the 1912 Olympics featured the tug of war event? Only Britain and Sweden turned up. Both sides are made up entirely of policemen. Sweden won 2-0, meaning Britain got silver without winning a single match.
Imagine playing tug of war at the Olympics and getting a medal.
Weird.
I wonder when it was ruled out.
Yeah, probably.
Probably after the first Olympics.
Let's not bring it back.
Yeah.
Another fun fact. fact, the world record... Oh, Tom's going to love this. I hope he's listening. The world record for the number of nipples in a male is 7. 2 normal nipples.
Yuck!
4 extra nipples to either side lined up under them along the milk lines and 1 above the navel. There are only 2 known occurrences. Tom's got this weird thing with third nipples.
Does he have a third
nipple? He doesn't. He loves them.
Went to school with a bloke who's got a third nipple.
Yeah.
And when you think nipple, it's not an extra areoli as well. Because
it's not areoli.
What is it? Areola. Is it an areola?
It's not like a dip.
Can I aioli?
Have some areoli?
Oh, delicious. No, because I think when I heard third nipple, yeah. I assumed it was just going to be in the middle of your chest.
Yeah.
Areola with nipple in the middle.
Yeah.
Imagine having 7.
Yeah. Don't scrunch up your face. It's not a weird thing. Another wow. fun fact for your Friday. When recording The Simpsons, the script for Homer Simpson never mentioned don't. It was always written as annoyed grunt, and voice actor Dan how do you say his name again?
Yeah.
Castellaneta made up the phrase. So he made up dolt.
And that is pretty much iconic with The Simpsons.
Very iconic. Also, fun fact, the 6-time and current Superbike world champion Jonathan Ray can't ride on the road. He has never passed his bike test.
But he rides professionally.
He's a Superbike world champion. He has never passed his bike test.
I'm thinking push bike, motorbike.
And that's where we'll finish up Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact. Friday.